Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Basso. Great to be here, trying something new. And now we're trying to get our co-host, Jack Ware, connected. We'll see what we can do there. He's having trouble getting connected. Okay. So I'll message him right now. We have a lot of fun in this show. So we're going to try to call a different number now, the guest number. For some reason, the host PIN code didn't work. But anyway, it's great to be here. We're going to talk baseball, basketball, football, hockey, everything. Everything you think of. All your favorite sports right here. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're still trying to get Jack on right now. And so, yeah, we're trying something new here. We're trying something new to do with my time. So, as I said, my name is Kyle Basso. I'm a 17-year-old man from Connecticut. I hail from the big state of CT, even though it's pretty small. And I'm trying to get my life in order. You know, it's a little crazy. I have no job. I failed my road test 3 times, my driver's test. But instead of carrying all those stupid crap, bored during the summer, keep failing my test, don't have a job, can't get a job. Let's try something new. Let's try something that's actually productive instead of bumming around all day. And that's doing something that I really enjoy doing, that I love. Something I could do possibly for a career. This is a really good practice for it right here. That's sports broadcasting communications. I love it. I announce a new Fairfield. Hold on, Jack's calling. Jack's calling. Hello.
Hello.
Jack Ware, now joining us on the line. Jack Ware, co-host of the show. What's up, Jack?
What's up?
Yeah, for some reason, we tried to get him on the get. There's a number for the guest, for the host, co-host number. He wasn't able to get on that for whatever reason. But we got him on here, the guest. That's the number guests usually call. But yeah, we got you here, so that's okay.
How many viewers do we have?
I don't, it doesn't say anywhere. Could be a million, could be zero.
It's probably a million.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is a fun experiment to try out sports talk, radio. So let's get into it. So first, the Yankees. We know what's been going on with the Yankees for the past several months. It started, they got off to a really inconsistent start. They had some players, but it wasn't really coming together. So then the question came along of whether they should buy or sell. And there were these trolls, goons, just playing jackwagons on Twitter that wanted the Yankees not to sell, just keep their players. And they're idiots, because look what they did now. They have the best farm system in Major League Baseball, arguably. And they're actually playing better in the major league team with the kids they already had before the trades. So it's really, really fun to watch the Yankees right now. If they win, great. It's fun to watch the kids play, but if they lose, it doesn't matter much. And so a lot of people were wrong. This was the right decision, and things are going pretty well with the Yankees right now, even though they'll probably miss the playoffs this season.
Off
How bad is the reception on this?
I don't know, but so.
Did you hear everything I said?
Yep. The computer is delayed with the phone.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't even hear it on my computer, probably because I'm the host. I don't know. Yeah, too bad we don't have Mike on this.
Too bad the Yankees are out of the playoff race.
Yeah, they're out of the playoff race, but I've come to terms with this for many months now. I don't expect them to make the playoffs anymore. I enjoy watching Gary Sanchez kill it, and it's fun. So, yeah, that's the big story right now. Gary Sanchez, he's just hitting the monster out of the ball. It's unbelievable what he's doing. Babe Ruth, Joe DiMaggio, Mantle, then none of them hit as many home runs as he has so far in their career, his career. So it's just incredible. He's the face of, like, the player of the week, the hot story in baseball right now. And it's really enjoyable, Gary Sanchez.
All right, so how about Ryan Lochte?
Yes, Ryan Lochte. He has been summoned to appear in a hearing at Brazil's Justice Department in Rio concerning the incident at the Olympics, where, and the detective leading the, concerning the Olympics, the investigation, how he lied about the robbery. So he has to go back to Brazil and go in front of a hearing on Thursday. And he will, the detective said, that was about the detective, he said, he will not be eligible to give his testimony in the United States. He has to go to Brazil. But, however, if he does not appear at the hearing, the criminal case will continue without his testimony. So they're not really putting much effort for him to go if they're saying it'll continue anyway. But, yeah, so we all know what happened. He originally described the incident as an armed robbery. But then with an interview with NBC, he said he over-exaggerated the story. That's why I'm taking full responsibility for it, because I over-exaggerated the story. Lochte said, if I had never done that, we wouldn't be in this mess. And you shut up. You didn't just exaggerate. You completely lied. You said you were robbed at gunpoint by armed robbers, when really all you did is trash a gas station and pass it off as a robbery. You did not exaggerate anything. You lied. You're a liar. Shut up. That's my opinion.
You disgraced the country of the United States of America.
He embarrassed the USA. Embarrassed. He embarrassed us. Made us look bad.
Ridiculous.
The head of the U.S. Olympics Committee, whatever it's called, someone high up had to apologize to Brazil, the host of the Olympics, for this embarrassing incident. He had to apologize for him.
Brazil already has their own problems. They don't need Ryan Lochte to make him look bad.
Yeah, exactly. Making us look bad. Awful. Okay, so that's what's going on with Ryan Lochte. Next, we'll go back to the Yankees a little bit. There was more I wanted to get into. We talked about Gary Sanchez. We talked about how I view watching the Yankees this year. It's fun. But there's other stuff with the Yankees to look at here. First, we know Gary Sanchez is killing it, but what about Judge and Austin? Both have been kind of slumping lately. I think Judge is in the low 200s. Austin's in the high 100s. And so I think they still have a lot of potential, but where do you see the futures of Judge and Austin heading towards right now?
Well, clearly Aaron Judge is going to hit 20 home runs at some point in his career down the line.
I don't think he's going to be much of
a huge question mark for the Yankees.
Judge a huge question mark?
Austin is.
Oh, yeah, I think Austin's a big question mark. He, other than that one home run, and I think he had a few more hits after that, he hasn't really done much. You know, he did have a good RBI hit the other day. But, yeah, I think Judge definitely looks still is pretty good. He's still going to – I don't expect him to be that much of an average hitter, though. I don't even think he's doing that bad. He was he got off to a great start, which kept him down the time. But now he'll probably be just like a guy who hits a lot of home runs, but his average isn't that high. He's like a pure power hitter, and that's fine. He's going to kill it in Yankee Stadium. So yeah, that looks good there. And Chad Green and Luis Cessna both looks really good. They both look filthy. Great young pitchers. You know, we've seen young pitchers come out with the Yankees and do good at first before and then not do so good. But these guys have been really consistent so far. I think they have good potential. I like them. But in making the Yankees rotation next year, giving them depth in the rotation instead of just one good pitcher. And I think the future is good on both sides of the ball. So, yeah, and back to Gary Sanchez. Obviously, we're all ecstatic about his start, and I am too, don't get me wrong, but I heard a good point. It was Tim Kirchner who said on SportsCenter today. What's his base? Trevor Story got off to, like, the exact same start. And, of course, he was still having a really good year when he got injured, but his batting average did slip, and he was just, like, a good power hitter. Not a high. Oh, we got 90 seconds left. So.
Yeah, once the scouts figure out Gary Sanchez, they're going to tell the pitchers how to get around him. He's going to have to figure out how to hit the big league after he goes into the slump.
All right, we got to hurry up. Joe Girardi was quoted and saying the wild card opportunity is still there. He still has faith they're going to make it. I think he's wrong, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, let's talk about what an idiot Joe Girardi is that he's still playing Aaron Hicks.
He's been an idiot all year. Aaron Hicks, as you mentioned, should not be in the lineup as much as he's been. He probably has no future here, and he shouldn't be here. But, we got 37 seconds. The Yankees are 5 games back. Kansas City, Houston, Seattle, Detroit all ahead of them. Baltimore and Boston have a few spots. All right, really quick, before we run out of time, Joey Bosa situation,
suck.
I think, yeah, Mets suck. Joey Bosa situation is messed up. He should have taken that deal with one of the biggest rookie contracts in the last few years. I'll end with saying he's an idiot. He should have taken that deal.
Very greedy.
All right, so that'll do it for the preview episode of this podcast. We'll have more in the future. It'll be fun. Good job, everybody.